president's staff is not in agreement with the president. They want to do a fake bill with no funding and pretend that they've accomplished a goal. I mean, actually, if you're very generous, if they could kill Amtrak and cut transit dramatically, not likely to happen, and use that money for their fake bill, that doesn't even total $200. So I'm not sure where they get the other money, but if they could come up with $200 billion of cuts in other transportation, they would enhance the trust fund by about a quarter or a fifth of its deficit over the next 10 years. Now, that's ridiculous. So there's a real problem there, you know. I mean, the president seems to be saying, I want real money, I want to do real things, and his staff is saying, we want ideology written by right-wing think tanks, we want to privatize, toll, everything in America. And, of course, that doesn't even work out because most of it isn't profitably tollable. So it's a fake plan. Then you have Paul Ryan, adamantly opposed to any increase in the user fee. McCarthy, adamantly opposed to any increase in the user fee. And Brady, doing whatever they want. So I see very little prospect at this point, unless the president comes out very strongly and repeatedly and with some juice behind it for a major increase in the user fee or a substantial increase in user fee and bonding, or even my idea of indexation and bonding with a minimal impact at the pump. But unless he does that, the whole thing is dead on arrival. Period. End of story.